Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where we tell the stories of local businesses and services. I'm Randy Bushover. If there's a business or service you'd like to hear featured, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by David Herrer, who is Chief Executive Officer with ABC Omega Incorporated. And right off the bat, let's clear that up, because apparently people have this misperception of how that company name is spelled and said, but it's ABC Omega, A-M-E-G-A, correct?
That's correct. It was actually a combination of the Greek letters Alpha Omega from beginning to end, and it relates to the beginning and end of the accounts receivable management cycle, which is the spectrum of services that we provide.
Yeah, I was going to get into that. So specifically, the service that you provide is what?
The core of what we do is commercial debt collection. Everybody probably has an idea of what third-party debt collection is, especially in Buffalo, New York. But commercial debt collection, where we represent large companies helping them to collect debts from their business customers, is the service we started in 1929 and have been doing ever since.
And how many employees do you have?
At the moment, we have 150.
And this is based out of where?
At 500 Seneca Street, the beautiful building right at the foot of Larkinville.
Ah, so conveniently located downtown. Or it's near the heart of downtown.
It's terrific. We've always been in the city of Buffalo since our founding. We've been twice around either side of Lafayette Square, the Brisbane and Rand buildings. And then for 30 years, we were right on Main Street by the Medical Corridor. And in 1985, we started there and 30 years later moved to our current location.
And was it always a conscious decision, or was it always the plan to be someone who works more in the commercial debt collection part of the practice?
Always. That's how we started. In 1929, commercial debt collection was really the primary type of debt collection, because if you think about it, there wasn't very much consumer credit that was extended back then. It was pretty much of a cash economy, and consumers weren't really, except for maybe taking out some loans here and there, buying on credit cards. So commercial collection started the collection agency industry as we know it.
So for ABC Omega, when you're dealing with something that is owed, I'm guessing goods services to large companies, what kind, because we're not really talking, well, are we talking actual money that is owed?
Yes, absolutely. So typically what would happen is a business would open a line of credit with their vendor. It could be someone who might buy services from a big industrial manufacturer like Caterpillar or Parker Hannifin, or it could be somebody, a small business, that's obtaining business services from someone who provides food or restaurant supplies or helps to give them inventory to put on their store shelves for retail and gifts. All of those manufacturers or larger companies, in order to obtain customers, like to give credit. So like with a consumer credit card, those customers would be given 30 days to pay, and if they don't, then our clients need to take some measures.
Sure. And normally I would assume that you try to get the two sides to come to an accord, or is this really, this is what's owed, this is what we expect back?
It can be a whole variety of techniques and tones. Usually in third-party debt collection, the case has been worked by our client for 90 days or so, and they may have received a dispute or a stall or a broken promise or just been neglected and ignored. So when we receive an instruction to contact a debtor, we call them a debtor if they're our client's customer, then we try to find out why they haven't paid and then use various methods of talk and facts and documentation in order to get them to pay.
And we had mentioned this off-air, but I want to bring it to the on-air part of the discussion. There are certainly some differences between the consumer and commercial debt collection end. But as a whole, the notion of debt collection is pretty big, especially in this city.
Very much so. It's extremely big. And consumer, of course, is the biggest. And you would, in consumer, think about credit card bills and medical bills, and student loan, a very large segment, and various other types of debts that an individual, a family, a household would incur. That is a very different type of segment than what commercial debt collection is focused on, because we're dealing with businesses. And typically, it might be the owner of a business, but often it's just somebody who works in the business, in the accounting department. And they have a very different relationship than a consumer might about paying a bill. And it's often much easier, less emotional to deal with them about it.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, speaking with David Herrer, who is Chief Executive Officer for ABC Omega Incorporated. And not to say that we are headed for a recession, but were the indicators to kind of take a downturn, what would be the possible impact on businesses here?
Randy, that's a good question. From our perspective, we're involved in many different industries, and we meet with our clients across different industries to get their temperature about what's going on. And we understand from a number of our clients that they're becoming more and more concerned with the economy next year. And for them, that means the ability of their customers to repay debts on time. And it may mean that our clients are having to consider hiring more resources or using services of firms like ours, because they anticipate more people are not going to pay debts, they're going to have financial issues, and therefore would need to use our services. So what that may mean for our local economy, because Buffalo is a place that's still working very hard to uplift itself economically, is that some of the chances that businesses have taken in the past in good days to extend credit may not be chances that they're willing to take. You could see that in the banking sector, obviously, although interest rates are very low. In the commercial side, it's just like a bank where you're giving credit, and people are going to become more conservative, and that leads to people who are in trades not being able to get inventory, not being able to turn over that inventory as quickly as they would like, because their customers in turn may not pay them. This could be very cyclical. Could be a very cascading effect.
Yeah, and I would imagine that one way that businesses would necessarily try to avoid getting in that situation is to not buy as much product or buy as much product on credit to begin with, so they don't find themselves having someone like you come after them, right?
Yes. The very best thing that they can do is just to maintain open dialogue with their vendors and let them know if there's any reason that they're anticipating some trouble ahead, some slowdown, to make every effort to pay on time. But if for some reason they can't, to not hide, but to be very forthright and to be very available to make sure that the account relationship that they have with their supplier is built on trust and open communication.
And I would imagine, since, again, we established at the top that ABC Omega Incorporated has been here for quite some time, that necessarily there have been some changes in the way that you operate and do business, and as far as the debt collection ends, right, and goes, right?
That's right, Randy. In 1929, when we were founded, collection agencies were located near railroad stations because people had to get on a train. There really wasn't a very good highway system in 1929, and go from town to town in order to visit their client or to make a collection from a debtor. Now, I don't remember the last time I was on a train, but through technology, we're able to do an awful lot locally, nationally, and globally to be in touch with our clients and to be in contact with their customers.
And the way that you've got phone calls now, right? But you don't really need those because now you have the electronic communication, so email to try to catch up with people, I would imagine. But also the way that you do the accounting within the business has necessarily had to change too, right?
That's right. We use our telephone as probably our primary instrument still. We can send emails, and we can send, even in certain instances, texts. Sometimes, though, the old-fashioned methods of fax, if I can say that that's old-fashioned comparatively, and mail does stand out when people are getting all sorts of electronic contacts. And so we use those methods as well. Some of the businesses that we need to collect money from are businesses that are a single individual who's out and about, maybe doing various jobs. And so contacting them by their mobile phone is often necessary. And sometimes even contacting them at the very beginning of the day, 7 a.m. or late, 6, 7, 8 at night when they're off. And these are businesses, again, I'm talking about, even if they are a sole proprietorship.
Another notion that comes to me is the whole idea of credit versus cash. Still a little bit of old school. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation with someone just the other day that I'm one of the few that still carries cash. Is there an advantage to those who operate that way rather than relying on credit?
There are sometimes in business transactions discounts that a customer can obtain for paying before an invoice is due. Although that's not technically cash, people who know that they have sufficient cash flow or appropriate bank balances can maybe get a 1% or 2% discount by paying early, thus avoiding a vendor's requirement to rebill or follow up, which is time-consuming and therefore costly. But sometimes people are willing to pay cash in advance. Usually, though, cash in advance is something that's requested of someone who might not be credit-worthy, because almost every business would rather postpone their payment obligation than meet it too early.
And we also talked off-air about the overall negative perception of people like yourself, in your industry, I should say, not you personally, because I don't think you're a negative person, from what I gather, but the negative impression that people have of collection agencies.
Thank you, Randy, for that. It is true. There is a negative perception. We still feel it, although we're involved in commercial collection, when we try to recruit people who just have an old-fashioned notion of a consumer collection agency. First of all, although we don't do consumer debt collection, I have to acknowledge that consumer collection agencies themselves have become much more sophisticated in recent years, not only because of technology, but because of the increasing amount of regulation that occurs both nationally and at the state level to make sure that the bad actors are out and that the good firms are doing business properly to protect the interests of their clients, but especially of debtors whom they might contact. And this is all backed up by a number of advances in technology. You asked earlier, Randy, about some of these, and companies like ourselves in commercial and many consumer agencies use call recording. People have probably heard that just when you make a call for a service on different business accounts or personal accounts that you might have. Well, call recording is what's used by collection agencies, too, to make sure that their employees are compliant with the rules and standards, and also to make sure that people can be properly trained. And in addition, there are various analytics tools that are able to detect from just running computer scripts whether people are using inappropriate words that might also alert management to make sure that there's no unscrupulous behavior. So in both consumer collections and in commercial collections, the behavior is getting much, much better.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out about ABC Omega and to finally get to meet you as well. Thank you very much for coming by.
My pleasure, Randy. Thank you.
That's David Herrer, Chief Executive Officer with ABC Omega Incorporated. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.